another hour of the discussion program known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You got us, we got you, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Richie will be back. Well, actually, not much probably between now and the end of the year. Richie in and out. For those of you who have been fans, maybe you're new to the program, you don't know who Rich is, you don't know who any of us are. Folks in Tucson who are listening may remember me from the days that I was on KNST there, and maybe you don't. Not important. Only thing that's important is that you're listening now, and you're enjoying our connection to the news, what it means to you, a little fun. Here and there we have fun with the issues. And some of the ways that we live our lives are in scrutiny as well. Roberta Fasanelli, known far and wide as the Queen of Cheap. Matter of fact, if you Google Queen of Cheap, Roberta will come up, as will the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So let's see what she has. She's going to tell you a little. This is the old adage, tell them what you're going to tell them. Then tell them, and tell them what you told them.
Just said, exactly. We've got today, we've got free contact lenses for you. We've got free meals at Olive Garden. We've got free Sheba calf food samples. And we're going to start our, let's see what we can put in your stocking for the holidays segment. So we have our issue today of that for you.
All right, are you going to put cat food in my stocking, Roberta?
Yes, I am, Jen.
Really?
All right,
so that's coming up in a few minutes.
You have a kitty cat, don't you?
Yes, I do.
See?
Yeah.
Cats to cat people are like diapers to parents, you know.
How's that, Roberta?
You need it.
You always need it.
Ah, okay.
Very strange.
Good to know. Let's get the day started. There are five things everybody needs to do, five activities. Let's see how many of you have done these things as you start your day. For example, know what time you're supposed to get up and wake up early. How many people do that? Raise your hands.
I'm here, so I guess I did it.
Waking up early?
I wake up at 2:55, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's late. I don't even think that's classified as early yet.
All right. Late or early.
Okay.
Okay. Next thing you should do every day as you get started with your day is exercise. Move your body.
I was just lifting my dumbbells right now.
Really?
Already did my bed yoga.
I'm talking about you and Roberta. Yeah.
You did. You did. I've lifted a few dumbbells myself this morning.
Oh.
All right. That's number two. Number three.
Yoga before I get out of bed.
Good for you. Review your goals for the day. In other words, set your intentions. How many people do that?
I already got my coffee, so that was an intention.
Right. Your intention was to have a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
All right, go on the air here. Jennifer, what were your intentions when you woke up and started your day?
To go to the bathroom.
To the bathroom.
And I did it, so that was good. Went to the bathroom, got my coffee.
That's what coffee's good for.
Yeah.
All right, so Kenny, what were your intentions as you started the day?
This show.
Ah, there we go. Get it going. Do not, item number four on the list of the five things you ought to do as you start your day, make a to-don't list. Many of you have a short list of habits that you want to stop. For some, major smoking goals. For others, it may be something small. You said something that offended somebody, apologize for it. That sort of thing.
Actually, I kind of like that idea.
To don't list?
Yeah, I kind of like that idea.
Don't do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's a food for thought item. The other thing that I have found very, very helpful, a lot of people use different words for it. It may just be that you use the word think by yourself or the phrase. Some people use meditate. You were just talking about yoga, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of giving yourself 10 minutes to breathe, to relax, and focus on the things that you find most important in your... There are people who call it praying.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Pray for this. Pray for saving the farm. Pray for saving your marriage. Pray for making sure your children are safe. Things that maybe are a little more altruistic. I think more people, there's such power in prayer, whether you acknowledge that or you don't acknowledge it. I know that it works for me, and I'm betting that if you were to practice it, it would work for you. Keeping, holding a thought, if you will, thoughts or things. And make sure you have a good breakfast, too. You get your day started with
coffee.
A good breakfast. Feed coffee. Your body, feed your mind. We're here to feed your mind. Superstorm Sandy, discussion in New York City yesterday, especially the anniversary of the first year. Think the news media is making too much of this, Roberta? You're a New York resident.
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think so at all because there's an awful lot of families still not in their homes.
Well, you know, that's what as I read through this, most of us have forgotten about the struggle that people have to still get back on their feet in many areas. All these people that, I mean, we're living in areas with billions of dollars in damages. Mm-hmm. There's still people fighting with insurance companies, people waiting for government aid, but the government isn't. They said, well, you didn't fill out this form.
Still not in their homes.
And Americans have short-term memories, so you know, we may have been all upset about this for maybe as much as a month, maybe, and that's being generous, probably.
Yep.
And now, you know, if you're not there, faced with it every day, you're not thinking about it. So I think an anniversary is a good reminder, and the media loves anniversaries.
Well, but the fact that there are 27,000 households in New York and New Jersey that have been displaced, those people don't have homes. Now, there are those who say, wait a minute, we are, by the way, the emergency management people have spent $1.4 billion on assistance to 182,000 disaster survivors in these five states, New York, New Jersey, biggest recipients. Mm-hmm. But the states have been slow to supply grants provided by Housing and Urban Development. This is one of those things. This is something that the government does. This is another one of those handout things. You know, we talk about government assistance and who gets it. Here's an example of people who get government assistance. Is this appropriate? Is this a good thing that the federal government aids people who knowingly buy and or build homes in danger zones?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, New Jersey's a danger zone, but do you really expect, I mean, just in general, but you don't really expect, I mean, that was kind of unheard of for the damage that they had there. I mean,
not
I wouldn't necessarily penalize
people
for people
who live
there.
In Florida, Carolinas, places on
Staten
the coast.
I mean, Staten Island was a perfect example. They had a lot of damage that the media didn't talk about.
Well, that's because it's Staten Island.
I mean, there's a foundation there called Tunnels to Towers Foundation that was set up after 9/11, and we did some work at CRN where we donated some money. That's my day job, for those of you that don't know,
CRN,
where we donated some money to them because the people in Staten Island were really forgotten about because the images weren't as great as
you think. I'm teasing.
Showing
Staten Island is a dump. Nobody pays any attention.
The
Am I right, Roberta, or not?
It can't be that bad.
Everybody should just be moved off, and they should just, you know, just make the whole thing a garbage dump.
Yeah, okay.
That's terrible. That's where people live.
Well, they took most of the stuff that didn't get dropped at sea. They used as landfill from the Trade Tower disaster. So, anyway, the point is
snobs.
That
two of my very good friends in life are from Staten Island.
Good for that. Everybody's got to be from someplace. I'm from Framingham. You're from
Sunderland. That's where all the police and the fire live. Come on.
All right. Here's the thing that bothers me.
Yes.
And this is why there are still 27,000 people that don't have homes, because their homes haven't been rebuilt along the coast. And this is a dangerous, no matter where you are, pretty much everywhere. Those of us who have homes that are close to the water, like I do in California.
Yeah, do you think you should be penalized?
Well, it depends on whether I'm there or not.
Well, you have a house in Santa Monica. It doesn't matter if you live there. Should you be in
trouble? I'm teasing.
Yeah.
The situation in Santa Monica is not likely to result in the same kind of problems that people on the East Coast have, because we don't have the kind of storms there. The only thing that's going to, if we have global warming and the ice cap melts, then my house will be a swimming pool.
We could have
a tsunami there, too, yeah.
A tsunami?
Mm-hmm.
Not likely.
We could have a Sharknado.
Earthquake.
That just happened not too long ago. That was scary.
Yes, it was.
That would just eat your house.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that I'm making my point. I hope I am anyway. The question remains whether or not you and me as taxpayers ought to be subsidizing people that live in coastal areas that are in danger zones. You make a choice to have a home along the beach in Florida, along the beach, any of the beach areas, all the way up the coast, the places in Maine, the places, Cape Cod, the island, wherever it is. Beautiful places, but they're subject to really horrific weather conditions sometimes. And so the government has become the place to go when you want to get, you haven't got insurance, okay, the government will give you money, you rebuild your home. I don't think that that's right. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
Same,
I don't think it's right.
The same kind of thing could be said for Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
There was that devastating tornado in Oklahoma, the same spot where
how did people survive?
This is the one good thing. You know me. I do not support big government, but this is the one thing that government can do that is really good for people, because you have insurance, and if your insurance doesn't kick in and you need that extra help to get your house back, I mean, there's some. There, every area has something. Doug.
This is the problem with America today. We are not independent. We depend on government for everything. What happened before the government was around, when we had the government didn't start doing this till after the dust storms of the just around the Depression. That's when all this stuff got started. So what people do before that to rebuild their homes, if they were in any of these areas, whether it's Tornado Alley or the coastline, how'd they manage to survive without the government giving them all their money to rebuild? How, why should the government do that? This isn't the Tea Party era coming out in me, I guess. I don't understand is
why isn't there insurance to help cover this?
That's the point. Well, or some insurance companies will say
it's not enough.
Yeah, well, that's so. Why is that the?
Well, just like
why
you know,
is that it, my problem as a taxpayer to bail you out because your insurance either isn't enough or it doesn't apply? That's not my. I didn't decide to live there. I didn't decide to do all of that.
But, I mean, I think you're being a little bit hypocritical here.
How's that?
Because you have relied on people you've had, and you've publicly talked about this.
What?
You've had issues with, you know, with your farm or with your property in Santa Monica where you paid a certain price and then the market took a dump, and you've relied on banks and other people to help you. So I think it's a community.
The bank isn't the government.
No, but kind of it is now. It's as close as you can get.
Now, the bank isn't the government. Well, the bank is overseen by the government, and not to make too fine a point of it, but yeah, I'm involved in discussions and negotiations now with banks, and I'm trying to fix something that is partially of my own doing and partially of the economy, whatever it is, but I'm willing to work it out dollar for dollar. And the government says, no, you can't, because we want to fix this now because the problem has existed too long. So the government is saying, we're going to take tax dollars from we're going to give relief to the bank and maybe write off a percentage of your loan so that we can get it off the books. Why? I owe the money. Why shouldn't I pay it? They're saying, no, we don't want you. We just want to fix this. And it's completely a government edict. That's ridiculous. Too much government. All right, enough of this. Let's get to the Queen of Sheep at the expense of all the wonderful advertisers that we have on the Good Day program.
We'll make it up.
All right, here we go. Let's go, Michael.
She's the Queen of Sheep, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Let's start with free contact lenses. A company that does contact lenses wants to give you a free one-month contact lens trial, and we have the link for you at DougStephan.com. There are so many of these free one-month things, you could probably go a whole year and not pay for your contact lenses if you do it right. Olive Garden, here's something through Halloween, through tomorrow. Every adult entree gets a free kids entree, so you can bring the kids there today or tomorrow before they go out trick-or-treating so they don't eat as much candy. They get a free meal at Olive Garden. If you get a little kitty cat, we have free Sheba cat food samples. Now, this confuses me because I had a Doberman named Sheba, but this is for cat food, so I have to kind of get it straight in my head. But, you know, I'm going to get this for my kitty and see if she likes it. And here's your idea for your stocking stuffer. If you get a little girl who loves Hello Kitty, it's a Hello Kitty black wristwatch at Amazon. It's under $6 shipped.
This is yep. Dougie.
Yes.
No.
And you could use it as a great stocking stuffer for under $6 at Amazon. And you'll find all these great deals at DougStephan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
Lots of deals. Save lots of money. We're here to help you out at your service and on your side. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour now.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Song from The Voice last night. Singers from Team Blake here competing against each other. This is EJ Daly singing I Can't Make You Love Me. Roberta, thumb up or thumb down on this?
Ouch.
Ouch. Kenny, what about you?
Ouch. Yeah, I'm with Roberta. I like Bonnie Raitt's version much better.
Jen?
Yeah, not my favorite.
All right, so that's EJ Daly. Now the competitor, if you will, from Team Blake, Ray Boudreau, singing Hard to Handle.
Take my hand.
So, you guys won't be surprised to hear that Ray won this competition.
Oh, this was the battle round, so those two went against each other. Okay.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, he totally won.
So, here's Blake explaining why he chose Ray Boudreau.
EG, you did what we talked about. There's a softer side of your voice that's closer to letting us see who's in here when we hear that side of you. Maybe that's more uncomfortable for you. I have no idea. And Ray, you remembered to take out a couple of words and allowed you to take that one last breath going into those big things you did at the end.
All right, so
you did it.
He's choosing Ray. Yeah, how does this work? Do they get together before the show or they have practice sessions?
Yeah, I mean,
the studio
coaches,
time. What happens with
the coaches
people?
All spend time with the contestants individually.
When?
Before the actual performance night. So during the week, they spend time together prepping them. They record it into a video package. So you get to watch the coach working with them, giving them advice.
Sure.
And then the battle rounds take place where they actually sing their songs separately, but then the coach can only pick one winner.
Mm-hmm. So they would be expected to get friendly with these kids? Some of these performers are...
Oh, there's definite favorites. I mean, you can see that the coaches have, you know, that they develop closer relationships with some contestants over others.
Hmm. All right, so that's how it works. Should we try another pair? We have time for another pair here. Anthony Paul is on Team Christina, singing The Other Side. So
he did.
All right, it's.
In the beginning, I never thought it would be you when we were slaying, smiling in the photo booth.
And
I would just get drunk, disturb the peace, find your hands all over me, and then you might start.
Do they practice with this orchestra during the week?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, of course they do.
So it's got to be an expensive show to produce with all these people on the set all the time. Well, a lot of the time.
I mean, don't forget, they've got to put on a show. You know, they've got to put on a show, Doug. So they're going to be rehearsing and, you know, blocking.
And towards the end, the contestants actually get to pick their own, like, dancers, stage elements, costumes, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Huh. Right.
But, you know, they make so much money. This show is so highly rated on NBC. I mean, they've got the money to spend.
Okay, so Anthony Paul here with The Other Side. Here's Jackie Lee from the same team with a song called Stompa.
Slow down, open up your big brown eyes, feel the rhythm in your
almost sounds like an Adele song.
You don't even need to try.
Where did this song come from?
This song, she totally wins.
Yeah, but
in the first few seconds, she totally wins.
Yeah, she does.
She has to.
She's the round winner. Yeah, Christina picked her. But, Kenny, what's the story with this song? Do you know this song?
It's by a singer named Serena Ryder. I'm not familiar with her.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's a little example that went on last night at The Voice. Television to the Focus in part in the next half hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all of the questions I get asked on the Pet Show, the ones that's most difficult for me to answer is, Warren, how do I know when it's time to say that final goodbye to my best friend? And when it is that time, what are the options available to me? You know, years ago, when your dog or cat was sick and you had to make that decision, you would take your dog or cat to your veterinarian, and the veterinarian would euthanize your pet and take care of that. But that's not good for people anymore. People want their pets more as part of the family, and they want to treat their pets that way. So now you have an option. There are veterinarians that will come into your home and say goodbye to your pet in a comfortable place. You can have people around you. You can read poetry. You can have the dog or cat in your lap when he moves on to that rainbow bridge. You know, a lot of people think it's a great idea, and a lot of people don't want their dog or cat to have their last memory of a cold table at the veterinary hospital. There are options. You could have in-home euthanasia. Check with veterinarians in your area. It's becoming more and more popular, and I think it's a great idea for those people that want to say that final goodbye with dignity. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Conversation, the good day way. This is kind of like radio as it used to be, fun, informative. This is a good way for a lot of people, if I do say so myself, seeing as I've been doing this for a while, bringing people around into the focus of the issues of the day. Events, for example, this is the anniversary of the War of the Worlds broadcast, and we have an excerpt from that coming up. Jennifer's going to check the television report. I want to welcome into our lineup the folks listening to The Truth 104.1 FM in Tucson.
What a great name for a station, The Truth.
The Truth.
I love it.
The Truth. The whole truth.
The truth is out there.
Nothing but the truth. All right, so the first person, Bill White, a fellow who runs the radio station. He's run some great radio stations in our country over his years. He's had an illustrious career. Been around about as long as I have, I think. And I remember... Matter of fact, I saw him a couple of weeks ago at the Talkers thing, Jennifer. I think you, did I introduce you to him?
I don't think so.
Good guy. He wanted to hire me to work at WTIC in Hartford when he was running that station. And something, I forget what it was, I was going to do evenings there. And I think they were thinking about taking Bruce Williams off and putting me on, if I remember it correctly. And then there was so much hue and cry about Bruce Williams going off, they just left him on. So that was the end of my career before it got started, which is what's happened many times over the years. It's been kind of a fun thing as it continues. At any rate, first person that calls listening to The Truth in Tucson gets a swell prize. Tell us about you. Tell us about Tucson. What's going on there? Great city in the Southwest, right on Interstate 10. lots of activity. The old plain boneyards that are there, fascinating. And then there's a big, there's a plain parking lot, actually, as you go up the interstate on the left-hand side heading toward Phoenix. It's just an interesting, fascinating place. A lot of interesting people live there. So if you're one of them and you'd like to share some time with us, get a swell prize, 888-302-3684 for listeners of The Truth in Tucson, 888-302-3684. Others who would like to participate with us, going to give you a 2020 television quiz. This is sort of an historical television quiz. You're going to like this one, Jennifer. Which member of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer cast had an identical twin in real life?
Ooh.
Nicholas Brandon, Allison Hannigan, is that how you pronounce
Hannigan.
Her name? Hannigan, okay.
My mom used to teach her, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yep.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
May right. I give you a hint?
Yeah?
No, I won't. You'll get mad.
Okay, then don't.
I don't believe it to be the one that I know.
All right. Well, that kind of reduces it down a little bit. 888-302-3684. Who is the member of the Buffy the Vampire cast that had an identical twin in real life? Nicholas Brandon, Allison Hannigan, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Michelle Trachtenberg.
We'll get the answer to that. That's depressing to be the identical twin of someone who's a famous actress or actor.
Yeah.
Would that be kind
why
of
do
like?
You think?
Because you're a twin of like you're not an act. You're not famous.
Well, you're an identical twin. Yeah, that could be kind of.
Isn't that weird?
Though there's just think you could do two jobs at once. You could be on set and then you could be doing your modeling stint.
Huh?
If you have an identical twin.
You have subtitles? I don't know if I got that.
No, you can. If you have an identical twin and you're an actor, a lot of actors are also models.
Oh, you mean it can be like a stand-in, so you could do double the work.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Right, yeah, you know, so one of them could do the modeling and the other one could be on set.
Hmm.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. All right, so what do we have, Kenny, in terms of social media? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, with that question that we threw out. Was that the last half hour or was that an hour ago? I don't remember.
I think it was about an hour ago. The Jimmy Kimmel thing. There's been no responses yet. A lot
really?
Of people have clicked that they like it.
Oh, okay.
But there have been no responses about Jimmy Kimmel. If you missed the story, it's at DougStephan.com. He's in a little hot water over a
skit that he did. Having a lot of trouble with Kenny today, for whatever the reason. Oh, look at all these. Look at these.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I always like to say. Even when it's not, I'm just like, oh, if it's bad, Mercury's in retrograde.
All right, Mark's listening in Tucson. Mark, what's the story? How are you doing?
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What do you want us to know about you, and what do you want us to know about Tucson? What do you want us to know about Arizona?
Oh, it's just a beautiful place to live.
How long you live there?
Weather's perfect right now, and life is good in Tucson.
Yeah, how long have you lived there?
Oh, let's see, 1980, but my great-grandfather came over from Germany to work the mines down in the copper mines down in Bisbee at the turn of the century. So.
You're close to Tombstone, aren't you, in Tucson?
What's that?
You're close to Tombstone, Arizona, right?
Tombstone, just south of us about an hour and a half, yeah.
It's my dream. I want to come and visit you, Mark, and we'll go to Tombstone because that's like my favorite movie ever.
There's a town on the side of a hill where copper is mined. I remember driving through there a number of years ago. Mary Beal, who used to be on this program with me, lived there. I spent a lot of time, actually, in Tucson. And she lived in Wichita as well. But I remember the time we spent in Tucson. She drove me around. And I'm trying to remember the name of the town. It seemed to me to begin with a C. Does that ring a bell with you? Am I close to, is that close to Tucson?
Well, you know, Bisbee is a copper town on the side of a hill, but
it's not a town that begins with the sea.
Well, maybe I was wrong. I just remember this town being sort of like a ghost town. It wasn't producing much copper anymore. All right, so Mark, hold on just a second. Let me talk to Brad, who's also in Tucson. Brad, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, thank you. What is it that brings you to our ears at this hour of the day?
Well, listen to you on the radio, but your copper town that you might be thinking about is Jerome.
Yes.
Jerome. There you go.
Yep, it was Jerome. Yep. Is that pretty much gone? The copper's depleted and the town's about dead, isn't it?
No, actually, it's a pretty good tourist town now. A lot of hippies live in there, and and hippies. Artists.
Hippies. Because people still use that term. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Hippies. All right. Yeah, all right.
Love the copper.
Yeah, what do you do for a living, Brad?
I work for a major beverage distribution company.
So you're up distributing things already?
Yep.
They have to get that actually. So a lot of people work all night long in that business, bringing beer and juices and pop and stuff around, don't they?
Yep, it was pretty much a 24-hour operation.
Yeah. Is it yours or you work there?
No, I work there. It's a Fortune 500. If I name it, it's Coca-Cola.
All right. I was going to say, do you wear a red hat?
Yeah, drive a red truck. Right. All right, Brad, good to have you on board. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Here's Jeff, another person listening in Tucson. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
This is Jeff. How you doing? Yes, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, of all these people calling from Tucson, I forgot to ask them if they knew the answer to the question, the 2020 television question, which member of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer cast had an identical twin, Nicholas Brandon, Allison Hannigan, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Michelle Trachtenberg. Do you watch that show, Jeff, at all?
I have never watched that show a day in my life.
Never.
I wouldn't know. All right, sorry.
So you get no credit for that. You do get credit, though, for calling in as listener to this program. Why do you listen to this radio station? What is the highlight of this station for you?
Well, I listen to the 104.1 pretty much all day, and I got woken up about 2 this morning. I can't go back to sleep, so I just happen to be up listening.
What is there, though, about it? You say listen to it all day long. The radio station loves people like you. What is it that you find appealing about the programming that's on the radio station?
I just like, especially John Justice and James T. Harris.
Yeah, local guys.
Local guys, and they're really just brilliant guys, and they just they let us know stuff about what's going on that is just not reported by.
What would
the
be an
media.
Example? I sort of take that same tact myself. A lot of the stuff we talk about on this program is not what you're going to hear on some of the other programs. And so, what would be an example of a local story that you learned about on this station that you didn't know about and wouldn't have had these two guys not talked about it?
Well, just like how the city council, how they they'll divert funds from police and fire to appease local
special interest groups,
like special interest groups, vocal people, the roads in this town are just absolutely
awful,
terrible right now.
Yeah,
but like I say, they will. There's a lot of nimbys here.
All right, so then let's take it one step further. What do you, Jeff, and what do they, as a host of radio program that's well listened to, what do you expect to be the outcome? What do you do to fix those problems?
I've actually gone to a couple of city council meetings.
See, that's great.
As soon as you bring something up like that, They say that that's a topic that's not up for discussion, and I'm kind of shoved to the side.
Yeah. Well, so you ought not to let that be the case. You want to talk about it. There ought to be a free forum. There ought to be all of these, whether they're selectmen, whether they're city council, county commissioners, whatever it is, you ought to demand that they have time for the public to speak on any issue whatsoever.
Well, and see, what they did was this. What they did was they made this little rule, and it's a blanket rule that if they deem something a personal attack, they can say that you're not allowed to speak, and that's what they do. They say that this is you're attacking the council members personally.
That's an old ruse. All right, Jeff, you've helped us understand the radio station and you and some of the things going on in Tucson. That was a good call. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell prize for being on board. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Brought to you, at least in part, the Doug Steffen Good Day program by Grainger, with over a million products. If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Get it, got it, good. The essence of Grainger as a dairy farmer, those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster, and we have an account at Grainger and buy lots and lots of things there that we can't get elsewhere. And it's handy because they're everywhere, kind of like Home Depot, some of the other big. You don't think of a big box store as having the kind of things that are good for the tradesman. Yeah, Home Depot, okay, we go buy whatever we need for the house. Air conditioning, fine. Light bulbs, great. Whatever. But you think of a place like Grainger, and that's why they're doing the reach that they are right now, sending out information so the public will know what it's. If you love gadgets and stuff, you get a catalog from Grainger and look at it. It's fascinating to see what they have. It's a lot of fun if you like to tinker. Here's something that I would like you to think about before Jennifer gets to us. I'll give you the answer to the question, by the way. And Jennifer's got the story on who's coming back to the Price is Right in a moment. Susan from New Jersey, one of our listeners, writes, I've been using GenuCell for now a couple of months since you started talking about it, Doug. The idea of GenuCell is that it deals with puffiness around your eyes. It almost looks like swelling to some people. So GenuCell serum with stem cell technology has been used by this lady, and she says that what was around her eyes before is, if you'll pardon the pun, poof, gone. The crow's feet, gone. Small lines, gone. You want that stuff to disappear from your face? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Amazing. That's what the word, that's, I mean, a lot of words being used to describe this, but amazing is one of them. You'll say wonderful. People who look at you will say, wow, handsome or beautiful. You will see the difference and you'll know the difference. GenuCell serum. Get rid of the things on under your eyes, around your eyes that you don't like. You don't find them attractive. Money back guarantee. 800-543-9262. And when you mention Doug Steffen, they will send you a jar of Esotique face cream as a special gift. Try GenuCell. You will like it. You will love it. And it has impact on people almost immediately, as I said. 800-543-9262. All right, let's get to our television report.
Hello, Dougie.
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer in the TV newsroom here.
Yes, all right. This is TMZ. This is, we call this DMZ. This is the DMZ, the Doug.
This is a Doug Steffen Good Day News Alert.
Right, yes.
Guess who's coming back to The Price is Right, Dougie?
Story at DougSteffen.com today, Jennifer.
It is, and I'm excited about this. Price is Right, a little side note here, personally interjecting. One of my favorite game shows. And Bob Barker, one of my favorite game show hosts of all time, he's coming back to The Price is Right. Yay, he's going to be celebrating his 90th birthday.
God, love him.
Is that great?
Yeah.
It's because he got spayed and neutered to keep show live longer. Celebrate his 90th birthday with an appearance on the game show in December, the network announced on Tuesday. He retired back in 2007, which it just boggles my mind. It doesn't feel like that long ago after 35 years with The Price is Right. The show will pay tribute to his animal activism as well by featuring pet adoptions during the week of December 9th through the 13th. So that's really cool news. Now, Halloween tomorrow, if you didn't get the memo, got to find a costume. Maybe you might want to look at some of the most popular TV-inspired costumes, huh?
Really?
Maybe. The top one, Duck Dynasty. If you can have a beard, be a Duck Dynasty guy. Walter White also on the list. Breaking Bad costume. You may also want to consider Miley Cyrus from her performance at the MTV Music Awards,
but
not
for Halloween.
Kid, because hello. Good news if you're a Walking Dead fan. AMC renewed the show for a fifth season. And then John Larroquette, remember him?
Yep.
Night Court, Emmy, Tony Award-winning actor. Mm-hmm. He landed a recurring role on Fox's new drama called Almost Human. He's going to play Nigel, a genius roboticist, that's a word, who's highly intelligent but a bit broken. It stars Carl Urban and Michael Ealy and kicks off a two-night premiere Sunday, November 17th and Monday, November 18th. And then Hottie Toddy Channing Tatum is developing an hour-long docu-series for A&E, and they will follow employees of the Saints and the Sinners Burlesque Club, which Tatum opened last year with his
business
partner.
Stock and trade, that's where he first got known, and that was what the movie Magic Mike was about.
That's it.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And Cher headed to Dancing with the Stars for a performance. Pretty exciting next Monday.
So here's the answer The question was looking for the member of the Buffy the Vampire cast.
Can I take a guess?
Yes, you may.
Is it Michelle Trachtenberg?
No.
Who is it?
Nicholas Brandon.
All right, there you go.
Yep, Nicholas Brandon had a twin or has a twin in real life. Not Allison Hannigan or Sarah Michelle Gellar. Isn't Sarah Michelle, say it again, Doug. Sarah Michelle Gellar in a new TV program?
She's on The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams.
Really? Is she good in it? I always
you know, this show, I really wanted to like it. I watched the first episode. I didn't love it, but I'm going to give it another shot.
All right. Good for you, Jennifer. Jennifer, Roberta, Ken, Doug on the Good Day program. 51 past the hour now.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make emergency essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Warren Eckstein is a pet person, been on the radio for a long, long time, helping people every weekend with their pet problems. He's going to discuss a couple of things, as he always does when he comes here on Wednesdays, to go through a number of issues. People have problems with their pets, want to get the issue solved. This is the place to be, and Warren's the guy to listen to right after these words here on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. and my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Doug's Good Day with Warren Eckstein, the pet person, whose program is heard around the country on lots of great radio stations every weekend, and you hear his daily tips here on the Good Day program. Pet cemeteries, and the fact that heretofore they were just for pets, apparently now there have been people who have requested burial with their pets, so now humans can be buried in pet cemeteries?
Yeah, I believe they can in certain states and in certain cemeteries, Doug, and I think it's a great idea. I mean, what better relationship do we have than with our pets, and who better to spend some time when we, if we both move up to the same place, with our pets? I think it's a great idea. I think people have been doing it anyway. It's something I've been fighting for, and I think now it's starting to get credibility around the country.
See, that's the thing. Why do there have to be pet cemeteries or cemeteries for humans as far as that's concerned? Many people are choosing cremation. I don't know in my circumstance, figuring that I'd want to have Charlotte with me. I wouldn't probably, I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me even wants to have her stuffed. I don't, I'm a long way, hopefully, from doing that. But we all want to be part of our pets' lives because of the wonderful self fulfilling prophecy that we get from our animals. There's no condition, unconditional love. And that's why people love and they want to be with their pets, because they don't get it from humans.
You're absolutely right. I mean, when you're feeling down, you're depressed or anxious, or the world is just kind of coming down on your head, who better to be with than your pet? They don't ask any questions. They're just really, really great listeners. So I think it's a matter of choice. I mean, from my perspective, that when my time comes, I would like to have my ashes spread with my pet's ashes, and we can kind of go wherever we're going together. So I think it's an idea whose time has come, and I think if more and more people know about it and realize that it can now be done, I think more and more people will pursue it.
Why does a chorus from "You Gotta Go Where You Wanna Go, Do What You Wanna Do"?
You know, speaking about saying goodbye to your pet, here's something that's really starting to catch on, and I think it's a fabulous idea. There's nothing more devastating to a pet guardian than when they have to say goodbye to their pet dog, and they take it to the veterinarian, it's on a cold table, and it's in a foreign place. More and more people are opting to say their final goodbye at home, where the dog is comfortable. Some people want to read poems to the dog as he moves on to the next, to the Rainbow Bridge. Some want to have songs, someone just want to tell the dog they love them, but they want the dog or cat to be at home in a comfort zone. And I thought about this, and I said, you know, when my time comes, what better place to move on than the place I'm most comfortable with in my own bed at home? And I think that's an option a lot of pet guardians are choosing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I see that one of the Wrigley heiresses lent her private jet to a Marine when the family didn't bring or couldn't bring their dogs on an airline. This kind of stuff sends me over the top, frankly.
Yeah, it makes me crazy, but from now on, there's only one type of gum I'm chewing, Doug, and that's Wrigley. I mean, it was absolutely the right thing to do, and she just stepped up and did it, I think it was good. And it's a shame that she had to do it and that the bigger airlines refused.
59F.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.